Is it Joe's fault? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Joe Lieberman is getting a lot of the blame from the left for derailing health care reform. He even got shut down in the Senate yesterday by freshman Al Franken.
I wonder if I could ask unanimous consent for just an additional moment.
In my capacity as senator from Minnesota, I object.
Really?
Yes, really. But can you blame him or Ben Nelson or the others who seem to keep moving the goalposts? The fact is, too many Americans hate their government. Approval ratings for Democrats, Republicans, and Congress in general are at rock bottom. You know whose approval ratings are up? The Tea Party movement. The movement that says American democracy has become a monster. Health reform would pass easily if people really wanted it, but the most energetic movement in America, the Tea Party movement, led by the talk show culture, teaches that everything government does is bad.
Is the budget a way for the government to completely control our lives? And could it destroy us?
And if banks and private enterprise go too far, as they did in 2008, well, the people will take care of it themselves. Although how they'll do that is never spelled out. Used to be they did it through their elected representatives, but we hate them. So when protesters arrive in the Capitol by the thousands, instead of telling Congress to drive a tough bargain with the drug companies who are making us subsidize cheap drugs for Europe, or the health insurance companies who treat us not as human beings to be helped, but as costs to be cut, the protesters call Congress names and demand it leave us alone. And on health care, it looks like that's exactly what Congress is about to do. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.